welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Ann.
Thanks for having me.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What were the highlights over the past week or so?
Right, so we did have a good start to harvest over the past week, or we made some good harvest progress. So right now we're sitting at about 4% across the province. We did have some moisture over the weekend in many areas of the province, so that's put a bit of a delay to harvest, but, you know, will be beneficial for some of our late season crops and our pastures and forages.
How is the moisture situation at this point and where? How is that impacting crops at this stage, and how will the rain impact harvesting operations?
Right, so we did have rainfall accumulations ranging from 4 millimeters to 107 millimeters, so a fairly wide range across the province. Various amounts of rainfall throughout the province, but we did see rain throughout most of the province. In terms of soil moisture, we are seeing that the recent rains have improved soil moisture conditions in the northwest, southwest, and southern portions of the Interlake area. So although we do see some areas of the Interlake and eastern region are showing dry to very dry conditions still, we are seeing optimal to wet conditions fairly prevalent in the northwest, southwest, and central regions. So that rainfall will, you know, depending on how much rain each region received, that'll depend on how long our harvest delays are. But if, you know, good weather continues, I'd expect people to be back in the field fairly quickly.
In terms of harvest, where are we seeing crops coming off, and what crops are being harvested at this point?
Yeah, so we did see that we are seeing harvest progressing throughout the entire region. We did see a big push in the central, eastern, and interlake regions throughout the last week. So in those regions, we are seeing that winter cereal harvest is nearing completion. In the southwest and northwest, we're sitting at about 25 to 30% harvest completion in those regions. For spring wheat, we see about 10% of the spring wheat crop off in the central and interlake regions. Eastern, southwest, and northwest range from 1% to 5%. We're also seeing some barley and oats being harvested in the central, eastern, and interlake, and then field peas throughout the entire region. So we're sitting at about 19% field pea harvest complete, and across the province, about 52% of winter cereals complete.
Do we have any indications at this stage as to quality and or yields, and what are the factors there?
Yes, we are seeing some early yield estimates for winter cereals and for other crops. So for winter cereals, there's kind of a range depending on soil conditions, so how much rainfall areas received, as well as the crop type. So for winter wheat, we're seeing about 40 to 60 bushels per acre in drier areas, and 60 to 90 in areas that receive more moisture. For fall rye, you know, it does depend a lot on if people are growing open pollinated varieties or if they're growing hybrid varieties. So for fall rye, we are seeing 60 to 85 bushels per acre for open pollinated varieties, and anywhere from about 80 to 130 bushels per acre for hybrid varieties. If we're looking at other crop types, so for spring wheat, we're seeing early yield estimates ranging from 45 to 75 bushels per acre, depending a lot on moisture conditions. For canola, we are seeing just a small amount of canola being harvested, but preliminary yields range from 45 to 55. And then for peas, we're looking at about 60 bushels per acre.
How have various crop losses, either related to weather or insects or even disease, factored in?
Yeah, so at this point, it's hard to tell. Like we are seeing, it's tough to know like how disease would impact the crop. Of the crops that have been harvested so far, like for the spring cereals, FHB has been reported as fairly low throughout the province. I don't have our final survey results in, but it wouldn't be a big factor. In terms of environmental conditions, definitely some losses due to dry conditions in some areas. So We are seeing that, say, for spring wheat, for example, we are seeing a bigger harvest, more harvested in areas that had like lighter soil or that perhaps received less. And then we'll see some effects of conditions such as hail throughout the growing season and some crop lodging due to wind and rain events. At this point, it's can't really give an estimate of, you know, what those losses, what kind of yield results would have be expected from those conditions.
What will be happening over the next week or so?
So it really depends on weather conditions, but I would expect that if conditions, if we don't get a lot of moisture in the next few days, we'll have a big push for harvest as soon as field conditions allow entry. So I would expect quite a bit of harvest, but that's also weather dependent.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest has been Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.